Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. My best foot forward, a matter of truth and trust that is absolute. Two messages. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Friday, July 20, 2018 at 7:14 p.m. 2. Bonnie at Rilapuman, #Nasorama-Guardianship at Grew Up Flippin, Administrative Supervisor, webdomain/its/dph.spounty.gov/public-health-opening-bracket-ryan-white-program-closing-bracket-bflippin@dph.sbcounty.gov. I am reaching out to anyone WHO will listen to the truth. This email to be printed and personally delivered to http://www.spountyda.org/helpingvictims/centerlocations.aspx. San Bernardino Victim Services Center, 303 West 3rd Street, San Bernardino, CA 92415, 909-382-3846. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I was born and raised here in San Bernardino, CA on September 1, 1965. That makes me age 53 this upcoming birthday. Currently, I am residing in my family childhood home since I was age 5. Being forced to live in this loss of independence in my life due to hate collectives elite who have successfully thrown me out of two different communities. Under the same recognizable patterned mode of agenda paradigms, I am smarter than you want to believe, but I am that smart. For being that smart, I am hated upon from the community for absolutely no good reason, but I can see jealousy and a lack of maturity and a lack of ethics on their parts of their characters. Two unjustified eviction causes set up against me has been bared witness through on my resume and in the newspaper reflects the history of my very first job ever. I set up the original coded software that operated the Cassand Computer Center when I was just 18. This when there was no examples to model software developments. From my natural talent ingenuity placed a very valued computer literacy resource into the city of San Bernardino back in 1985. My, James M. Driscoll, experience resume. My very first job ever. Mentioned by name in this library journal issue November 1987. Public access microcomputer services in public libraries.pdf. Also mentioned in the San Bernardino Sun for the era time of my youth. But what is happening today is an insult to my intelligence. And as a former notary public of the state of California, this is a travesty of justice to allow the haters to win. Have I gotten your attention yet to the matter of whom I am as a citizen of the city, county, state and country of the United States of America? Because frankly, I am on a pathway of one or two outcomes without an address issued from leadership levels of policy and commitments and practices deliverance of truth back upon me in social service agency representations. Those outcomes is 1. Suicide or 2. Change of my United States citizenry to some other country that is less corrupt and that does not tolerate and allow the haters to win over goodness, thus overrun me. There is a great disturbance that must be done to the silence that is involved in a hashtag conspiracy exposed that I have documented to the web. We are not just burying the truth, do you hear me? This meme hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates OSIP has some very interesting web presence results. Google is aware of my presence online and has issued published status to this unverified by standard process hack takeover of the Denver, Colorado AIDS Project business site page attached onto Google Maps. https://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site/. Link for yourself. I am a peace builder. And I represent a technology for engaging forward unity and binding presences. If only those haters would stop hating on me. But they won't stop hating on me. Within the social services network under the Ryan White Care Act for HIV, AIDS supportive care health fields, there is a great harm being done against the client base. This harm is not just locally but is systemic and nationally across the full spectrum of AIDS social service agencies locale to locale to locale. Where on the professional networking jobs, employee reviews, and company presences on Glassdoor nationally is where the hemorrhage of the informational warfare is showing its truth bearing a great wound in loss of trust, hashtag social trust in these agencies by their internal reports of toxic work environments of hate and racist leadership controls. I lived in HIV, AIDS housing in Denver and they evicted me for no good reason, but there is a huge conspiracy to hide a deep dark evil seated secret that I am aware of its mimetic presence. This is a layout of the Glassdoor reviews showing for my direct social contracted service agency that I was interfaced to. These appear 2 weeks after I had to leave town from staying homeless in my car some 7 months after my eviction case outed me out of my residency. Pay very close attention to the materials that are being placed upon your mindset. This is an evil system of hate. Reporting a crime, please contact the appropriate police agency or sheriff's office directly. The district attorney does not initiate reports. If the investigating agency concludes that charges should be filed, the case is referred to the district attorney's office for review. But the sheriff department blocks my story on Facebook interface. You can access that record here. DIR, Spounty Sheriff. The 3rd of April 2018 028. Proof image of conversation blocked. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /facebook.com/spountysheriff/%23conspiracyexposedcontinuesensbounty.gov-qr.jpg. The conversation that I directed to them has absolutely no justification to remove my access from continuing this interface to provide them the background to this story. TXT, messenger-mar31-2018.html. The 25th of June 2018 601-434K. The Glassdoor review for Cascade AIDS Project is the one that best describes the issues at hand. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-cascade-aids-project-rvw804-1978.htm. September 22, 2015. Helpful, 4. Cascade AIDS Project logo. Disappointment and mendacity. Former employee, not safe to disclose in Portland, OR. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Show less advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore. It's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expensive programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies. We have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative white middle class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. Martin J. Driscoll, less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Friday, July 20, 2018 at 10:43 p.m. 2. Bonnie at Realuphuman, Hashnasorama-guardianship at GrewUpFlippin, administrative supervisor, webdomains/its/dph.spounty.gov/public-health-opening-square-bracket-ryan-white-program-closing-square-bracket-bflippin@dph.sbcounty.gov. I would like to append to this email subject the updated LinkedIn post. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/loss-social-trust-trust-quotients-within-our-leads-gun-james-driscoll/. https://linkedin.com/lossoffsocialtrust.addencre.grewup.net spelled GRUWUP.net. Great reasons this will unite peace. A site advisor cleared safe education, reference /053-potapo/053-potapo.png. https://linkedin.com/lossoffsocialtrust.addencre.grewup.net spelled GRUWUP.net. Great reasons this will unite peace. A site advisor cleared safe education, reference /053-potapo/053-potapo.png. The QR scan code in this article images https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals EF 5 ZRG 3 HINA and list equals PL 9 FPL PDA PNX 9 YRM 4 WRVOG 40 Z 6 MRG underscore KJJ. Loss of hashtag social trust within our communities leads to violence, mass shootings and general social breakdown. Published on July 4, 2018. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. Owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, 11 articles. According to many studies done in recent years, the United States trustworthiness hashtag social trust Google search is failing. This article here on LinkedIn is to pull together a story about this problem so that we collectively become aware of IT's consequences for not addressing this in our society. Latest entry to the list of research and articles is posted at the end July 2018. Starting Point Research Guides. Income Inequality, Trust Homicide in 33 Countries. Frank J. Elgar Nicole Aitken published, 4 June 2010. Abstract. Background. Theories of why income inequality correlates with violence suggest that inequality erodes social capital and trust, or inhibits investment public services and infrastructure. Past research sensed the importance of these causal paths, but few have examined them using tests of statistical mediation. Methods. We explored links between income inequality and rates of homicide in 33 countries and then tested whether this association is mediated by an indicator of social capital, interpersonal trust, or by public spending on health and education. Survey data on trust were collected from 48,641 adults and matched to country data on per capita income, income inequality, public expenditures on health and education and rate of homicides. Results, between countries, income inequality correlated with trust, R=-0.64, and homicide, R=0.80, but not with public expenditures. Trust also correlated with homicides, R=-0.58, and partly mediated the association between income inequality and homicide, whilst public expenditures did not. Multi-level analysis showed that income inequality related to less trust after differences in per capita income and sample characteristics were taken into account. Conclusion, results were consistent with psychosocial explanations of links between income inequality and homicide, however, the causal relationship between inequality, trust homicide remains unclear given the cross-sectional design of this study. Societies with large income differences and low levels of trust may lack the social capacity to create safe communities. A full book on the subject, Trust and Violence, An Essay on a Modern Relationship, by Jan Philip English Translation, C. 2012. This is one of the earliest published to the general public articles mentioning the danger signs from January 2013 appearing in Psychology Today. Lack of trust, a harbinger of social breakdown. Arming against, trying to starve it, are danger signs. By Lewis Putterman, Ph.D. January 5, 2013. This article has a YouTube video spoken text play video. Conclusion. If we Americans come to trust each other so little that our only response to gun violence is to arm ourselves still more, and if we distrust our own government so much that we treat it as a beast to be starved, then we just might be on the road to becoming the kind of society that performed so poorly when facing social dilemma problems in the laboratories of Herman, myself, and our collaborators. If, instead, we want to repair and strengthen the kind of social fabric that permits us, among other things, to use government as a tool for our collective benefit as well as the protection of our individual rights, we had best turn our back to how to choose trustworthy leaders, be trustworthy in our own dealings, and raise trustworthy children. Only through such trustworthiness, and the commitment to work together, can we have a society of high social trust. And only through such efforts can we support trustworthy and well-functioning institutions that allow us to be productive and to enjoy a high quality of life. Nation divided by fear, studies reveal widespread lack of social trust. By David Briggs, December 2015. This article has a YouTube video spoken text play video, video 1 of 13. Excerpt. By a significant margin, Americans have the warmest feelings toward whites, with a rating of 74 on the feeling thermometer scale in the study. Way down toward the bottom, below even immigrants and just slightly ahead of atheists, are Muslims, with a rating of 50 on the scale. A nearly threefold increase in hate crimes against Muslims and mosques in the last month, one study found, is evidence that they make easy targets. Politicians who would not dare target majority groups in the same manner float proposals such as banning all Muslims from entering the country. But it is a dangerous game. When we get too fearful, we tend to get more emotional than logical, and you can actually create the threat that you fear, said Chapman sociologist Christopher Batter, a lead study researcher. In 2016, this author wrote a LinkedIn article mentioning this cause and it grew up hashtag community hash binding knot of reconciliation called Potapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies. Published July 2016, by James for Spoken Voice Narrative Presentation Interface, link community address number 06, approve pop-up window for audio media player. Without the Potapo binding not forced into information theory, the powers of enforced unification of parties that this Adenchris symbol represents the resolute is what is resounding missing here obvious to me, and the result of that missing empowerment is the violence that is holding on to the hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag Policy Lives Matter conflicts that have been bubbling up to the surface. This is due to the separation of distrusts so eroded that these persons defined as actors involved having an ill mind, mental illness, or evil doing thoughts, sane intentional harm-based thoughts to actions we want to define for collective discussions. But conclusively immaterial is the matter of principle wisdom guidance that no matter who they are and what baseline thought of considerations they have previously or in situation disclosed they have, and no matter who we are, of the permanence of all of the good intentions are phony to their mindful thoughts of trusting collectives. This must be understood as a resounding presence unchangeable in their mind presence for them to continue balanced and civilized onto their sense of stated presences of intentions bearing chaos and calamity in this unbalance unresolved of its challenges to define, for some this to which they themselves cannot comprehend to the understandings of reasoning of why it a life presence set up against them lifetime obvious is this way. They are not willing to continue and cope and remain in sufferance and within the silence of struggles that no one is seeing the truth what is holding against them. How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murders and Mass Shootings, Washington Post. By Randolph Roth, October 6, 2017. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 2 of 13. Excerpt. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs, or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. The surprising factors driving murder rates, income inequality and respect. Maya, December 2017. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 5 of 12. Excerpt. The recent, stunning rise in inequality in America started in 1979, with the top 1% capturing 54% of all the increase in income between that year and 2007. While the Great Recession briefly paused the trend, between 2009 and 2013, the 1% took 85% of income growth and the situation has only worsened since. During that time, however, homicide rates showed nearly the opposite pattern. They rose through the 1960s and 1970s, reached a peak in 1991 and fell by nearly half between that year and 2015. The last 2 years, however, have seen some rises. The rate in 2016 was nearly 9% higher than in 2015, and 2017 also seems likely to show a jump. Daly says that no one knows what time lag to expect between a rise in inequality and a rise in murder, but if it does take a few decades, this could be the start of a troubling trend, not a blip. The Left's Denmark Envy. By Megan McArdle, March 2018. Excerpt. Social trust is, well, what it sounds like. How much do you trust your neighbors? And in turn, how trustworthy are they? In a low-trust place such as Greece, people don't trust their neighbors not to cheat, which in turn makes them more likely to cheat themselves, because why should you stay honest when everyone else is getting away with something? This affects everything, whether people pay their taxes, whether they take benefits they don't really need, how easy it is to regulate companies. And social trust also works as a productivity booster, because you can do away with a lot of the cumbersome monitoring that is ubiquitous in modern societies, the supervisors who oversee low-level workers, the store clerks who keep an eye on the customers. Every worker who is not making sure that people don't steal or shirk can be re-employed doing something that actually increases output. The United States simply doesn't have that level of trust. And while it would be nice to think that we could get there if companies and government simply stopped acting so suspicious, the fact is that they frequently act suspicious because, well, Americans cheat more than Danes do. Compare, for example, the American and Danish rates of tax evasion. Moreover, the mutual suspicion that Americans feel for each other restricts the range of politically feasible policies. Even if people aren't cheating on benefits, if there is a widespread social belief that your fellow citizens might, you will not be willing to support a generous welfare state. This helps explain why support is highest for old age benefits in the United States. It's hard to fake turning 65. Murder rates highest in countries that lack due process. Published July 16, 2018 by Lisa Marshall. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 3 of 12. This study suggests that how the government treats people in its effort to provide security matters, says co-author David Brown, Divisional Dean for Social Sciences. When there is a lack of trust in the state, people tend to take matters into their own hands and there are real-world consequences. The YouTube playlist presentation mentioned in the Potapo image of this article is It Grew Up Conflict Resolution System Presentation, autoplay start at video 1 of 18. Main description page. Presenting the foundation of ideas to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They are generating one more media marketing frenzy for the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link, http://humanetech.com/problem-the-way. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called #ChromoBones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human or human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of #Potapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkras symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkras set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkra is communicative effective is found in this link. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=gqgxc. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkra symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkra. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name as reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. By given real legal given at birth is James 1st, Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965.